Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Happy Halloween. Oh, it is Friday, October the 31st, 2025. All you ghosts, goblins, gremlins, big and small, getting ready to eat all sorts of chocolate. I've been breaking into the chocolate bag myself in preparation. Way too much. Not good. Not good. Just so good. So good. I haven't had a Reese's peanut butter cup yet, which is shocking. Although I have those throughout the year. So it's not like I need Halloween to celebrate those or to bring those into my life or my bloodstream. But, you know, it would make it better, I tell you that much. No, seriously, happy Halloween, everybody. Be safe out there. Don't do anything stupid. Make sure you got your kids by the hand or by whatever apparatus you have, because there are people that drive like absolute lunatics and drive way too fast. I was walking around my neighborhood last night, and it was getting dark, right? And people are just all over the place, walking their dogs, walking their kids, walking for exercise like I was. And because it's getting dark earlier, and I just see people zooming by. And I mean, going way too fast in the neighborhood. And man, I'm telling you, like, you've got to drive 10, 15 miles below the speed limit on nights like this. You know, if it's posted at 25 in your neighborhood, wherever you live, go 13 miles an hour. Give yourself a chance. Give kids a chance. Give families a chance. Right? Not to be a gremlin. Not to be somebody trying to take away the fun from anybody. You don't need to go as fast as you think you need to go. And yes, this is an old man in me talking, because I never used to worry about this stuff. I always figured, well, hey, don't be stupid. Don't go out in the road. Well, you know, whether you're being stupid or whether you're just being a kid or whether you're not expecting somebody to drive like it's the Daytona 500 at darkness and it's a Friday night, so you know people will be out later than normal because it's not a school night. Just be careful, man. Be careful. Have fun. Be careful. Don't do anything stupid. Wes, do you still go trick-or-treating?
No, I do not. But if I was going trick-or-treating tonight, I would probably dress up as Johnny Cash.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, you are 22, you said, right?
Yep.
When was the last time you went trick-or-treating that you approximately remember?
Maybe eighth grade.
So 13-ish,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like once you turn, I think like high school.
Yeah, once
like
you turn teen, right? You probably, like, I mean, it's okay to go to Halloween parties.
Yeah.
It's okay to be in a costume. You know, it's okay to obviously have chocolate or whatever. But to actually go trick-or-treating, it probably is like, I mean, for most people, I would assume it's when you go from 12 at max to 13, right? You become a teenager, you probably shouldn't be going.
Like once you get to high school, it's probably middle school was probably the last time everyone kind of goes.
Cowboy B, when was the last time that you remember going trick-or-treating? Do you remember?
Never.
Wait, you never went trick-or-treating ever, like even as a young buck?
No.
Why?
My family, we just never celebrated Halloween.
Is that a religious thing that I'm unaware of? I don't want to...
Half yes, half no.
Okay. Oh, what is the religion? I'm asking because I don't know. What is the religious...
Christianity?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Some Christians or all Christians...
Christian.
Are afraid of or opposed to Halloween? I seriously don't know.
It's like demonic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that like a rule across the board, or is that just a personal preference thing?
The devout ones are like no Halloween.
Okay, okay. I mean, I could see because of the spirit, the connotations, the you know, it's supposed to be scary and you know all that stuff. I could see that. You know, I've never really been around anybody that I know of that's kind of practiced that, but you know, I mean, so you never went trick-or-treating ever?
If I did, I was like real young and I really don't remember.
Okay. Yeah. Would you, as an adult now, how old are you?
24.
Would you go to a Halloween party dressed in a costume at all or no? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do that.
Okay. So your religion doesn't prevent you from celebrating or having some fun?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. But you're not going to like jump out of a bush somewhere and scare the...
I'm too big to be jumping in any bushes.
You still dress up. Like in college, you go to parties and, you know, we would dress up.
Well, I mean, I haven't gone to college in a long time. So the extent of my dressing up is wearing an orange Virginia Tech shirt with carrots. The mascot, the Hokie Bird, I was trying to tell you the story as a Virginia Tech alum. I don't know the whole story, but I know I looked it up or somebody told me or whatever, but Carrots was apparently a Hokie Bird that they adopted or something like that, like way back middle of last decade, maybe like 9-10 years ago, before you went there. And so I got this shirt, and so that's what I'm wearing today because it's the only orange shirt that I own. And I think, you know, Halloween has become, obviously, has always been orange because of pumpkins and whatever. But now I see a lot of purple. Like, I was walking around my neighborhood last night, and I don't ever remember as much purple, like purple lights, purple decorations, right? You always associate, or I always associated Halloween with orange and maybe black, right? Because... it's dark and whatever, and people would, you know, witches would wear like a black costume or whatever, right? But now I'm starting to see a lot of purple, which I think does put a little bit of a different spin on it. I don't know about you guys, but for me, it actually like brightens some things up a little bit. It provides a different, I don't know, context or connotation, maybe not as dark and spooky and whatever, but more celebratory and more like fun.
I've seen purple makeup, like as with a costume.
Right. Yeah. But you've never seen like you know how like people would decorate their houses like Christmas lights, like what do they call them, icicle lights or whatever. You've never seen like purple and orange or even just all purple.
I think I've seen the combination of black and purple. Mm. I think that's a nice creepy.
Yeah,
color.
I saw a combination of black and purple last night too. So did Mike McDaniel. So did Tua Tagovailoa and the Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were honoring me actually with that Virginia Tech because you know it's Friday, our last day together.
I am. I partially wore it for you. If I would have thought about it, I would have brought up my Virginia Tech neck ring, which is sitting on the dash of my car down in the garage. Please don't steal my car like you bastards did a couple of months ago. but I have a neck ring, Virginia Tech. It keeps the neck from getting too strained and stressed out and all that stuff and all that traffic. But this is our last day together, assuming that AMAC makes it back in one piece from his never-ending vacation. He's back on Monday. You've done a great job, by the way. Kudos to you. Cowboy B, I would say you've done a great job, but I don't know exactly what your responsibilities are. I know you work there, and I know you do all sorts of stuff, but I don't know exactly what you do. I know what Wes has done because we more directly work together. I just kind of have welcomed into the show, whether you want to or not be a part of the show, but I don't really know what you do. You do something for Kevin, right?
Yes, I'm the video producer.
The video producer. So all the clips that I see is what you do. Okay. I thought you were doing the podcast and audio and all that. Okay. All right. So I was sleeping on that a little bit.
He sits there and looks pretty.
Yeah. All right. Well.
I prefer handsome.
I would say you're a strapping young buck. I would say that.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're a handsome guy. I mean, yeah, I would say that. I try not to have anybody like that looks awful on the show. Because as you know, I pride myself on fashion. As you know, I pride myself on looking the part, like walking the red carpet, like I would be at some big gala in New York City, all dressed to the nines. As you know, that's how I show up
He's in the studio wearing a Mason Mars jumper.
All right, real quickly, before we actually talk about, unfortunately, what we have to talk about, because I'd rather just bust chops. Had not talked about the Seattle Seahawks. I heard my guy Kevin Sheehan say he watched hours of Seattle Seahawks tape. I'm like, I would rather put an ice pick in my forehead than watch hours of Seattle Seahawks tape. But God bless Kevin. What is your favorite type of Halloween candy, boys? Like if you had one choice, one and only choice, mini or regular sized, and you had to choose one thing over anything else, it would be?
Reese's.
Pieces or cups?
Cups.
That's a better choice. Cups are better than pieces. Or pieces? What are they called?
Trying to tell Max the same thing.
What do they call them? Pieces or pieces?
Pieces?
Pieces? I don't know. I don't know what the right word is.
I think it's pieces.
I think it's Reese's Pieces. No? Reese's Pieces? Reese's Pieces? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if it's Reese's Pieces or Reese's Pieces.
I believe it's Pieces.
I think it's Pieces.
Yeah, okay. That sounds right.
Yeah, I think so. What would be
I'm going to go
favorite?
With Nerds. Hey, Cowboy B, he's agreeing with me.
No. Nerds?
Yeah, why not?
Now, are you going like the traditional where there it comes in a box? You like
yeah,
the
traditional. No, traditional ones. You know, that in the little box, and you just pour the whole thing in your mouth when you're walking around the street.
Those aren't the ones that pop in your mouth or whatever, right?
Those are Pop Rocks.
Okay. I remember that.
Those are not good.
Nerds, see, for me, like, I'm not anti-sugar. I am in my drinks, but I like too much sugar. That's part of my problem. But I like it in food and sweets and whatever. But I have never, ever, ever had a thing for candy. Like, chocolate, totally different, right? Pie, cake, ice cream, all that, cookies, totally different. Candy, I don't know the last time I had a piece of candy.
I'd probably rather have soda than candy.
Okay, that's fine. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like if somebody offered you, like, a Jolly Rancher?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is a Jolly Rancher? It's just like a thing.
It's hard candy.
Yeah, okay.
Cherry is the best flavor.
If somebody gave me a Jolly Rancher, I would have no temptation at all. I'd be kind and I'd accept it and I'd thank you, but I'd give it to somebody or I'd just leave it there.
You're a better man than me.
Well, that's not true. Look at me, Cowboy B. Look at me. But I'm just saying, no interest. You put a Reese's peanut butter cup in front of me, or my favorite, Butterfinger. I love Butterfinger. Butterfinger is so good. I don't know how to explain it for those of you that don't know what a Butterfinger is, and maybe some of you don't. I would think everybody does, but it's got that weird sweet peanut buttery type texture that's not peanut butter tasting. It's like a sweet, sweet kind of texture in the middle of the chocolate.
Oh, you're really thinking about it.
It's so good. So good. Butterfinger. That's my favorite of like all the Halloween candies, chocolates, whatever. I would have no problem if you put a box of Nerds, if you put a Jolly Rancher, if you put like a lollipop. I don't know. I couldn't tell you the last time I had a lollipop. It's got to be 25 plus years.
So you don't like the things that are straight sugar, is what I'm thinking.
Well, I guess what you're saying is a line of delineation, like a peanut butter cup is not straight sugar.
Yes.
It's chocolate. Right.
It's
okay. I mean, it's got sugar, but right. It's not. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hard candy. I guess. Yeah. Pure sugar, flavored.
So you're more like a savory candy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, my kid Tyler, he's gone to like a bunch of Halloween parties this week, and I said, what did you get for what did you get for food? What it was like candy, and I'm like, what kind of candy? He doesn't know because. His disability is just, he doesn't draw the line of distinction. And I said, no cookies or any, like to me, I would rather have, to your point, savory, as if that's considered savory. I'd rather have cookies. I'd rather have, again, chocolate, little Reese's peanut butter cups or Butterfingers or Twix is another one that I like.
Three Musketeers.
I'm not a Three Musketeers kind of guy. That weird pillowy nuggety stuff. It's okay. Like I would never have an Almond Joy.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
What's the other one that I wouldn't have?
So like Mars bars.
Oh, I would never have like a mint. What do you call it? Thin Mint? I'm not a big Thin Mints Girl Scout cookies fan, but what is it? The peppermint bark? Peppermint patty.
Yeah.
Right? Is it peppermint patty?
Yeah, not for me.
Yeah. Nah. Nah. But you know what? You know what's really secretly good that I like? Have you ever guys had Raisinettes? Chocolate covered, coated raisins?
I hate raisins with the passion. Oh. Why would someone take something so good as a grape and just dry it out and make it taste rancid?
Well, so I would tell you that raisins just, the way they used to box them, I don't know if they still do, in like these little tiny boxes and just all clumped together. Eh. But raisins in oatmeal raisin cookies or like chocolate-coated Raisinettes that you could get, and maybe they're not Raisinettes anymore. Maybe they're just chocolate covered raisins at any store. Oh, so good. So good. Now that we've made you all hungry, now that we've made you all want to consume copious amounts of chocolate and candy and all sorts of stuff, happy Halloween, everybody. Happy Halloween. If you want to chime in on your favorite candy or treat or chocolate or what have you and why, so we can either make fun of you or agree with you, please do so. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, or on Twitter, /X, at WrestleMania621, at WrestleMania621. We do have breaking news for the Washington Commanders that you probably heard on Coach Sheehan's show. Jaden Daniels going to start on Sunday Night Football. We'll touch on that and much more next on the Team 980. Just getting rocking and rolling on a feel-good football Friday. Take us along with you if you're not in your car, if you're not in the DMV, and listening on 980 on the AM side, on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come and join us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Wes says he's breaking out the Halloween music, the Halloween theme. It is Friday, October 31st. It is Halloween. Again, be safe to all you ghosts and gremlins out there. Looking for your favorite Halloween candy. We're not going to do like a Halloween bracket. I heard my guys JP and B Mitch doing that. I think they settled on Kit Kat.
Yes, they did. I'm looking actually looking.
Is
at
it Kit
right
Kat
now.
Right as their number one Kat, as their national Twix. Champion or whatever?
Yeah, they beat Twix. And the
Kit Kat beat Twix.
Yeah, and the Natty.
Hmm. I have had a few Twix in the last couple of days, like mini Twix. I have not had a Kit Kat yet this year. Or at least this season. I would say I prefer Twix over Kit Kat. But I would absolutely go Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or Butterfinger before. All right, what say you? 301-230-0980. So Jaden Daniels is going to start at quarterback Sunday night football for the Washington Commanders. Look, there's no surprise here, right? You know, ultimately, he's been practicing all week. When Dan Quinn came out and said on Wednesday that he was expected to practice in full, I was a little surprised by that, but they seem to be pretty optimistic. Even last week when they ruled him out on Wednesday for Monday Night Football, that this was going to be a one-game thing. So they were right. They were right. And I know I got some pushback from something I said when they ruled him out 5 days before the game, that maybe this isn't as minor of an injury as they were playing it off as. And I know I got some pushback on that. And the feeling that was made very clear to me was Jaden was going to play this Sunday. And I was like, well, I'll see. We'll see. And some people got mad at Schefter on Tuesday for speculating. I took it as pure speculation that he was like, well, I think the Commanders are going to have to play it very cautiously or are going to play it cautiously. Forget the exact language. But it was not a, I definitively know Jaden Daniels is not going to play this week. Or I definitively know that Jaden Daniels is going to play this week. Now, it wasn't he's expected to play this week or expected not to play this week either, which is how they couch a lot of their reports, right? You'll see that. Expected. To play, not play, what have you. Even as late as game day morning, right? So a lot of people got annoyed at Schefter when he came out and said, hey, the Commanders might have to play this one a little easy. And this was, I think, Tuesday, right? And then by Wednesday, Dan Quinn said he was going to practice in full, what have you. And he did, and he did. And he got through Wednesday, and he got through Thursday. Now, Wednesday was a light practice. Thursday was a normal, maybe a heavier than normal practice because of the compressed week, so on and so forth. But clearly, he made it through. And now they've announced him as the starter. That's great. That's awesome. There is no doubt, even without Terry McLaurin back, there is no doubt, or I should say active, there is no doubt that Jaden Daniels gives them a better chance to win, than Marcus Mariota. I don't think I'm saying anything wrong there. I don't think I'm saying anything irresponsible there. It doesn't guarantee anything, but Jaden Daniels gives you a better chance to win this game than Marcus Mariota, with or without Terry McLaurin. He just does. The problem is, we don't know what help he's going to get. And is he going to be able to attack the Seattle Seahawks the way you probably need to attack them, which is the intermediate to longer range passing game? Because I don't see them being able to run the football effectively in this game, including Jaden. And I don't know if they're going to be able to get the short passing game cranking enough where the Seattle Seahawks are not going to jump everything. And maybe you catch a break and you break a tackle and it's off to the races time, maybe. Or something fishy happens. But that's not the way I exactly see it. So I think Jaden Daniels is going to have to open it up, air it out a little bit, take some shots, middle range, intermediate range, long range. Is that a good idea? Is that a good plan? The answer to that coming up next. I've got some numbers to back it up. Then we'll get into your calls. At 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app. We have a trending alert right here, right now. And then we will get out to your calls in just a sec. All right, so again, the Commanders have announced that Jaden Daniels is going to start on Sunday Night Football against the Seattle Seahawks, who come in at 5-2 off of their bye, and kickoff right around 8:20 Eastern time on Sunday night. We'll have, of course, full pre- and post-game coverage for you. Linnell, Denton Day, Doc, I'll be a part of that. Everyone else will be as well. We'll be at Northwest Stadium in Landover, Maryland. Bad news for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They put rookie sensation Travis Hunter, two-way star, on IR. He's out at least 4 games. They are assessing the knee injury, and it certainly sounds like it could be longer than just 4 games. We will see. Meanwhile, Chris Greer is out as general manager of the Miami Dolphins. Stephen Ross, the owner, and Greer supposedly parting ways mutually this morning, and a long statement accompanied. But Mike McDaniel, according to Adam Schefter, is staying on for at least the rest of the year. Champ Kelly is now the interim general manager for the Miami Dolphins. From college football, big injury. Sam Levitt, the Arizona State quarterback, going to have season-ending surgery on his foot. They, of course, made the college football playoffs last year. He's the Big 12 preseason offensive player of the year. And again, now out for the season, including, of course, this Saturday's game at Iowa State. So certainly a big loss there in college football. Indiana and Maryland tomorrow afternoon right here on the Team 980. And the Caps are back home tonight for the New York Islanders. 6:45 the pregame coverage, 106.7 the Fan. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think you know this one, right? 137, Team 980. Hey, just got a little text from my Commanders people. As you know, the debut of the Super Bowl era uniforms and everything, Sunday night, Art Monk, retirement, ceremony at halftime. But Art is going to be in the Legends Plaza, the SeatGeek Legends Plaza. Apparently at like 6:45, they're going to do a little ceremony or whatever. And on top of that, they're doing a Super Bowl era pricing structure for certain concessions. Check this out. In the SeatGeek Legends Plaza, $0.75 sodas, $1 popcorn, and $1.75 hot dogs.
I'm going.
How about them apples? Or them popcorns? Or them hot dogs?
How big is a soda? 2 ounces?
It shows a can of Pepsi, so I would presume it's a can of Pepsi, although I don't think they do cans because of the obvious weaponry. They certainly don't do bottles, I know that, but I don't think they do cans either. It's usually in a paper cup, so maybe it's just like the symbol of what they had.
Yeah, it's probably a cup.
I would assume. I can clarify that. And the game's a sellout. And let me see what else they've got going on here. Oh, let me just check my text. Another light show, so make sure you're in the stadium. Obviously, it's at like an 8:15 kickoff. Art is scheduled to make comments at about remarks at about 7:10 in the Legends Plaza. He'll be recognized with the program beginning at 6:45. There'll be $4 Bud Lights in the Legends Plaza. Again, this is like for throwback pricing because they're breaking out the Super Bowl era uniforms for the very first time. So that's cool that they're doing more than just Art Monk and more than just, hey, like, you know, let's just or let's break out the new uniforms or the old uniforms or whatever. They're actually like thinking creatively. This is all stuff that the morons that used to run this organization didn't think of. I mean, whatever you think about how things are going this year, and they are not going good. And no matter what you think about pricing and whatever, and listen, it's still expensive to go to a game. When you see stuff like this, it makes you think, okay, yes, I'm sure they're obviously trying to make money. But they're at least saying, hey, here's a good idea. Let's do a little something more for the fans. Right? Yes, I understand. Everywhere else in the stadium, a beer is going to cost you $20. Got it. Or $18 or whatever it is. I don't drink there, so I got it. Even for a concert. I mean, I think I went to a concert a year and change ago. It was like $18 for a beer or something like that. But the point being is, like, they're trying, right? They're trying to do anything and everything that they can to make you feel welcome. And I think, from what I sense, a lot of you do feel more welcome at FedEx, or I mean, I'm sorry, at Northwest Stadium than you used to when Dan Snyder was here, period.
There's not an integrity issue around this
organization. No. I mean, you know, and again, I just take a minute before we get to the calls. You know, I represent Best Buddies. So we had our annual gala last Friday night, and we raised $317,000. I asked my connections with the Commanders a week and change to go before the event. Hey, is there any way you can help me donate, you know, an item like pregame field passes or something like that? They came up with 4 club seats, 4 pregame sideline passes, parking, a signed and autographed jersey, and we were able to raise it. Last Friday night, we put that in the live auction bid, not the silent bid auction. We raised $10,000 on that package, which included a Sam Cosmi autographed jersey, the 4 club seats, the 4 pregame field passes, and the parking.
That's awesome.
Because somebody bid $7,000 for it and then re-donated it back, and they were able to re-put it up and get an extra $3,000 on it. So the winner may have only bid $3,000 for it, but total raised from that one package that the Commanders generously donated was $10,000. So, I mean, they are trying to do everything they can, right? So kudos to them. So we wanted to make sure we mentioned that to let you guys know in case you're not aware. All right, so the thing on Jaden Daniels, real quickly. So Jaden Daniels, and this was as of last week, so I don't know what the exact numbers are, but I'm going to take them as he's still pretty darn good in this area because he didn't play last year. Had the least, was tied for the least, turnover-worthy throws, plays in the NFL. So so basically it worked out like this. The highest turnover-worthy percentage throws were Carson Wentz, C.J. Stroud, Geno Smith, Tua Tagovailoa. You saw what a mess he was last night. Mac Jones, all of that, right? Caleb Williams. But Jaden was, I think, tied for number one. I don't know what I did with the chart that I had, but tied for number one. So that was good. Then I take you to this. So I saw this morning. I think it's FTN Fantasy, but I could be wrong on that because I looked at a bunch of different things and I try and save whatever I see, but I just wanted to point it out to you. So Jaden Daniels, in this chart in which they break down catchable throw rates from 0 to 9 yards, 10 to 19 yards, 20-plus yards, and then an overall, Jaden Daniels overall is, quite honestly, not doing great. 72.6%, which ranks him 23rd in the NFL on this list. However, Jaden Daniels is 80.7% catchable throw rate from 0 to 9 yards, 10 to 19 yards. Jaden Daniels is number one in the NFL at 82.9%. It's 20-plus yards that really brings down his average at 52.6%. So it brings it down all the way to 23rd overall at 72.6%. But if you look at anything from 0 to 20 yards, however they grade this stuff, right? And again, that's a little bit beyond my, but you know what a catchable ball is and what it, not exactly how they define it, bigger than the conversation we need to have. Between 0 and 9 yards, it's 80.7%. Between 10 and 19 yards, it's 82.9% or almost 83%, which is number one. Number two in the NFL. Number two in the NFL. Jackson Dart is 88% between 10 and 19 yards. Sorry, I missed that. So number two in the NFL. That's pretty good, right? So for as many issues as they've had, A, keeping Jaden healthy, and B, Jaden not seeming like he's the Jaden of last year, except for maybe the last three quarters of the Chargers game, and hit and miss in the first two games that he played, hit and miss in the Bears game, where he was really good in the middle of the game, not so good at the beginning of the game. You get the point. Jaden Daniels, pretty good still. Low 80s, combined percentage, 0 to 20 yards in terms of catchable balls. That's 4 out of 5, 8 out of 10. You get the point. So is Jaden having a disappointing year? With that as the backdrop, I just gave you some analytics, those of you that like things quantified. We know the injuries are the injuries. We know the record is the record. We know the injuries are the injuries to him and to Terry and to Debo and to Noah Brown. And is Jaden, how would you assess Jaden at this point as he goes into the start against Seattle? And I think this is a really, 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 really tough assignment. Now, I think Jaden can win on the outside some deeper balls, maybe, let's say, 10 to 30-yard range instead of 0 to 20. I'm not saying he won't complete short passes. I'm not saying that. I think he will have a harder time in this game than against other standard defenses. I think Seattle will play aggressively, will jump stuff, will make it very difficult, long arms, wingspan, all that, to throw a lot of screens, wide receiver bubbles, stack, little pick rub routes, what have you. Back shoulder. But I do think if they give Jaden just a little bit of time, I do think he can work on this secondary. Safeties, Reek Woolen, I don't know about Witherspoon, but I think he can work in that area. And while I fear that they're not going to be able to run the football, and that includes Jaden because Seattle is so good run stop and so deep and so aggressive and really good tackling and just athletic and young for the most part. I mean, they have DeMarcus Lawrence, but, you know, they got some younger bodies there, and they can just get after it. And let's be honest, this offensive line run blocking-wise has not been good for 3 weeks. And Bill has struggled. And they don't like to get Bill, for whatever reason, on the perimeter, and I have no idea why, as much as we would like them to. Maybe the Commanders saw something this week that said, we're not going to be able to run between the tackles or even right off tackle. We are going to have to, the only way we're going to have success is a little toss pitch, a little crack, what have you, to the outside perimeter, get him going downhill, get him out in space. I think that's the only way they can run. I think the only way they can have success in the passing game is if they go intermediate to high as opposed to low to intermediate to high, if that makes sense. But where is Jaden at in your mind? Having missed three games, coming back, starter against really good defense coming up on Sunday night. And in the games that he's played, you've seen some good and you've seen some not so good. So where is he at? 301-230-0980. Your call straight ahead. I promise I'm coming to you right now. On the other side, quick break, Team 980, Odyssey app, iHeart Radio, and TuneIn. Little Johnny Cash, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's who you're going to be?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Big Johnny Cash.
There you
Cash,
go. Man. Happy Halloween, everybody. Let's grab a quick call before the top of the hour here, and this way we will reset at 2 o'clock and continue after that. Let's say hello to Ronald in Greenville. Yeah. What's up, Ron? How are you?
Mr. Man.
What's up, Ron?
Happy Halloween.
How are you, buddy?
yeah, you was talking Halloween earlier. I was saying, like some trick-or-treaters. I think when you was 5 and under, your moms would take you trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
You have a little cute uniform on.
Yeah.
And you was 12 and older. You go out there with no clothes, by yourself, grab a grocery bag. And when you get half-filled, you take it home.
Did it start that early at 12, right? Was it 12? I thought for me it was like 12 into 13, somewhere in that range.
No, well, when you're like 5 years old, kindergarten, your parents take you. They wait at the end of the driveway while you're going in, knocking on the door. But when you were 12, you would go on your own.
Oh, okay.
Would go on your
own. I got you.
Would knock on doors.
Yeah.
And then when your bag get half filled, You would go home and dump your bag and come back out.
Catch come back out. Yeah.
Snatch your bag.
Some people would use like a pillowcase, right? Like that. At least they used to do that in my neighborhood, you know?
Yeah, they do that. And yeah, they come back and then they just re-up. Yeah, my two favorite roaster real quick was Reese Cups and Mounds. Mm. I got you. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. 301-230-0980. We'll get to the rest of you in just a sec. Pete and Laurel, Athan, Lou, AP, Mitch. We'll get to as many as we can. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. I'm in a Twitter war with this guy, Sam. He thinks I'm a big idiot. Because I took offense to what Dan Quinn said on Wednesday about the wide receiver group, and I'm sensationalizing, and I'm. Meanwhile, his Twitter handle is @commanders_365. So I told him as soon as he's able to surgically unattach the pom poms that he's got, then we can have a real conversation.
If we had CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, then maybe you don't complain, but that's not the case.
Or maybe you say, nope, no thanks, we're good here. Nothing to see here, guys, we're good. We got other problems. We're good. They don't have anything like that on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.